Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Ah, brilliant stuff. You know what? It makes you feel proud to be South African because it got all those rhythms and things in. I think a lot of South African bands, I think I spoke to Dozier about it last week, and he also said, you know, why do you want to sound like an American band and then go and conquer America? You need to come up with your own unique sound. Yeah. In Africa, and then go there. I mean, I think Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, Paul Simon, Johnny Clegg, there are amazing bands that actually, you know, put South Africa on the map. But that as well. Can you imagine hearing that song on a radio station in America or in England? I mean, that'll blow everybody away. Hey?
Right? Yeah.
So why do you like Jeremy Loops so much?
Well, just a you know, once again, just an amazing hook. Right? Once if I wake up singing that I'll sing it all day. So and for me then that's just a great tune.
So you've never hooked up with Jeremy?
No, never. Unfortunately never met him, and hopefully at some point
maybe he's listening right now. A song on his album and one of his songs on you know. I love it when South African musos do the odd collaboration and
it's
stuff
a big
like
thing.
That.
It's pretty in.
Who have you collaborated with in the past?
My most recent one was Taryn from Blackbird. We did that song From the Bottom of My Heart.
Brilliant song. Wow. Who wrote that song?
Taryn did.
Okay.
Yeah. A great songwriter. Really, really amazing. And a great band. They're doing so well. It's awesome. They're also on my list, by the way, as one of my favorite SA bands. I collaborated with Louise Carver on, I think, the third album. She was on that with us. One of the idols from the first Idol.
You see, you don't even remember.
Was it Melanie Lowe, you think? Melanie Lowe. She was on a Watershed album.
Okay.
I would like to have collaborated more, but we can still do that.
Talking about idols, I admire Elvis Blue.
Brilliant.
He's just done so well. He's just released a new single. I heard it today for the first time. There's that Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, Paul Simon influence in there.
Yeah, very much.
Brilliant. Have you heard it? Brilliant song. So, he's also branching out doing different things or whatever. And then Heinz Winkler still stands out. One of the top idols. Something because they are musicians, you know. The others just sort of disappeared, you know, and it was like a marketing thing. And where are they now, you know? When you started out, and if there was an idols competition when you were around and your friend said, come on, Craig, you can do it, would you have entered something like that?
No, I don't think so. I just don't think I had the chops, we call it, you know. I think idol singers are good singers, you know. They sort of seem trained in a way.
They can do all the covers.
Yeah, they can do all that stuff. And for me, I sort of always busked my way through, and I'll keep going back to the thing that I believe tone is the important thing. I mean, you got to be able to pitch. So I think I can pitch, which is cool. But no, I don't think I would have done the idols thing. And honestly, I don't think I would have.
Have they used any of your songs for the idols competitions or whatever? Can you imagine Indigo Girl?
Yeah, I know that a couple of them have been sung. I think Indigo Girl's definitely been used. I think Letters might have been used. I actually wrote Dave Van Vieren's Hall of Mirrors, which was his.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which was his winning song. Yeah, I wrote that. And I wrote for Elvis Blue's first album.
Okay, so you love writing music as well. Overseas, any musos that asked for some of your songs that they've recorded?
Not sure, except for Indigo Girl, which was released in Mandarin back in 2003 or 4 for a boy band over in Japan or somewhere.
So it usually comes through through the publishing company, not to you, so you won't even know. They just okay the song, and any band can record your song, and you won't know. The publisher will know. Sometimes they will notify you because you have to get royalties. I mean, how does it work? You've had so many big hits, radio play. Do you still get those royalty checks once a year? Must be quite. Comes in handy now then.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise. You know? It's sort of like a 13th check. But yeah, no, the publishers should be keeping tabs of anything like that. But we normally communicate quite closely. So if there is a request for a song to be used, or a song to be used for an advert or a movie, we normally discuss it first and decide on what the approach is. And but look, let's face it, we're not often going to say no.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a song on TV as well, when people hear the TV ad, we get calls on at the station. What can you tell us what that song is? And that could put a band on the map, you know.
Absolutely.
What I mean? It's like, okay, we're still going to play this little game. Then you've got one more song, and it's going to be Indigo Girl. We're not even going to argue about it. I want you to do it unplugged, because we're so used to that keyboard during that song. But you're going to do it stripped down, only an acoustic guitar. So that's in about 10 minutes. Craig is here from Watershed, my guest tonight through till midnight. We still have to talk about your wife and your relationship, and are you a romantic kind of guy? We're going to talk about you in the kitchen. Well, that's some of the music I played for you last Sunday, and I've got good stuff coming up this Sunday. Do you listen to Closet Classics, Craig?
It sort of sits on during the day.
On a Sunday morning, you wake up, especially driving back from gigs and stuff like that. Okay, let's play the game. Here we go. I give you one word. Are you going to be on the TV show as well this coming Saturday with me, 4:30? It's called Lekker TV. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, so two unplugged songs coming up, a nice interview, and we're going to play some Lekker Afrikaans videos. Okay, one word. Here we go. Color.
Indigo.
That's a good choice, huh? I thought you were going to go for blue there for a second. But you're a Shark supporter, huh? Why didn't you say black? Car.
Land Rover.
Well, have you got one? No. What do you drive?
I drive a Mercedes, but I said Land Rover.
Okay. That's what I said. First thing that comes up. Okay. So Craig actually wants a Landy.
Yeah.
TV
where's
show.
Where's my Landy?
TV show.
TV show, Suits.
Suits. I haven't seen that. I heard about it, but I don't have time, you know.
Yeah.
But why do you like it so much?
It's just a cool legal thing. You know,
okay.
These two guys that are just like these super slick lawyers. But it's sort of turning out nowadays, it's more a in-house battle between all of them, so it's losing its touch.
Okay.
But there's another cool one called Girls, which is really cool.
I'll, if I have time, I will watch that.
It's rude.
Is it rude? Okay, it's not 50 Shades of Grey, is it?
No, not
okay,
that.
Movie.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, brilliant movie. How many times have you seen that movie?
7.
Amazing. Go and watch it again. Movie star?
Movie star. Oh, what's his name again?
It's on the tip of your tongue. Which movie? Just imagine which movie he's in, then you'll remember. You can see his face, can't you?
Yeah.
Should we get back to that one?
I'll get back to that one.
Okay, sport.
Sport would be tennis. Yes, tennis.
And your favorite tennis player?
Stan Wawrinka at the moment.
Okay. International band or artist?
It's got to be Counting Crows.
There we go. Are you still in touch with the band? Did you eventually meet up with them? You never spoke to Adrian and the boys.
Adam, yeah.
Adrian. Adam Durovic.
Adam.
He's got a weird surname. He was
too
drunk
much water,
that night.
Too much water for me.
What was wrong with him that night on stage? I think he took medication, and then he went on stage, and I said he was all over the place. Did you open for him at the...
No, it wasn't that one. No, they've been out here a few times, actually. Yeah.
Okay, this is a tough one. South African band or artist?
I said, I think it is got to be Monarch.
Monarch, good choice. The boys from Potch.
Potch, yeah.
Brilliant new band. City or town?
It'll be Cape Town, yeah.
Okay, you were there for, about a month now? December, Jan?
We tour there so much. It's just the wine farms for us are very, very pleasant. But I love Johannesburg. I mean, I'm a Joburg boy. So. Mm. But there's something about Cape Town. When you drive over that mountain, as you come from the airport and you head over the hill and you see the harbor in front of you, and then you just, that's the vibe.
I don't want to go and live there because it'll feel like I'm on holiday. I won't be able to cope.
No, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's... Well, at least you get to work at 10, and then 2 o'clock you leave your answering machine on.
You can surf.
Exactly. What a lifestyle. Okay, so we got to that now. Country. Tough one.
South Africa.
Although you've been all over the world, you love South Africa.
Yeah, there's something special.
Now, this I mentioned this because I heard rumors that you've got two cats at home. Animal?
cat.
Okay, so you got two.
Yeah.
The one's called, I mentioned this on radio today, Pink and Blue, because I played a song by the artist Pink.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were saying today, I don't know, I mean, how can you call your cat Pink and Blue? So you're not a Blue Bull supporter and you're not a Pink supporter, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is the truth behind the two cats, their names?
Oh, it was just, we were sitting there, myself and Nat, my wife, and we were sort of, what should we call these cats? Because we got them as adult cats. And it sort of suddenly seemed obvious. The one had a pink nose, mm-hmm. and the other one had blue eyes. So, Pink and Blue.
Can you imagine your neighbors? Pink, Blue, where are you? Because we had two dogs.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Decker